opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, good morning and welcome to Clean Energy Radio. My name is Bruce Blake and I'll be your host along with my wife, Susan. Say hi, Sue.
Hi.
And our sound tech, Wade Riggs.
Hey, Bruce, Sue, good morning.
Good morning. Well, welcome to our first show of Clean Energy Radio. We're glad to have you here. We're going to be talking about all things related to clean energy. We are a company called Powerhouse Solar, and we've been doing clean energy now for...
Since 2003.
So we're on our 14th, into our 14th year now doing this, and I actually had done it for a couple of years prior to that, so we've got quite the track record with doing clean energy. And we're glad to be here and have this opportunity just to share with you some of the ideas, our thoughts on how you can save money, and how you can make a difference in the problem that we have with energy today. We've got a problem, and the solution comes up every morning.
That's right.
And we're excited to be part of the solution. So just to give a little bit of background, Sue, why don't you tell us a little bit about how Powerhouse Solar got started in 2003?
Well, you were in business in the Sacramento area doing solar, and came home one day and said, I think I'm going to start a solar company in Reading. And so
I said, what?
What about my nursing job? So I quit my nursing job and learned how to do the books and have been your partner ever since in solar.
Yeah. Now, a few years prior to that, I had got a kind of a wild hair, and I decided I wanted to do a battery backup hybrid system. And how'd you feel about that when I first did that?
Oh, that's a lot of wasted money. Good grief. What do I need all that for? And then we had that big snowstorm.
And I was out of town, right?
Yes. In 1998, when the snow was so wet and it was crashing the trees down, and it was a power outage at our house.
Yeah.
And being on a well with no power, and I had two little boys at home on 5 acres outside of town.
Yeah.
Suddenly, that battery backup system that was enabling us to flush our toilets and have water and cook was very appealing.
Very valuable.
Very valuable.
So you kind of changed your attitude towards...
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's typically the case. It was a large outlay of money. And yet the security that it allotted us was kind of...
And back then we had the battery backup before we had solar.
Yeah, we did that first. So we liked, you know, I liked the idea of energy independence. I liked the idea of not being dependent upon the utility sending power down the lines to us so we could live in our home. And the solar just fit right into all of that. And so... that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about energy independence. We're going to be talking about saving money from the utility and how we can do that. And that's what this whole program is about. So
I think in the future we'll take some callers if you have questions.
Yep.
And we'll have some guests come on and talk about specific topics.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that are coming out right now, a lot of changes that have happened in our industry. If you want to find out some of those changes, there's the investment tax credit. We've had some really, really great news in the last 2 weeks. And do you just want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we have been enjoying a wonderful season the last 7 years of an investment tax credit of 30% of the cost of your solar system.
Amazing.
Can be deducted on your taxes. And that's been wonderful for solar customers.
Now, is that a tax credit or a tax deduction?
It's a tax credit.
Tax credit. That's the good one.
Right. Right off the bottom of your taxes.
Dollar for dollar off of your tax liability.
Yep.
That's a great one. And so what was supposed to happen?
Well, it was supposed to sunset at the end of 2016. And so we have been telling people, hurry up, get your solar in, because you know there's going to be a backup and you're going to need to get it in quickly. But recently, with the latest legislation, it has been added 5 more years.
Yep.
And so
2021, isn't mm-hmm. that right? Yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing that we were kind of staring down the barrel of was the net metering going away. And what was that about? Do you want me to explain that?
Go ahead.
Yeah. The net metering is the vehicle that makes solar work. It's basically saying that the utility is mandated by law to credit our account back at the very same rate that they're charging us for. Now, the best thing is to say credit, because if they ever have to pay out or write a check, they're writing a check at wholesale. But on a day-to-day basis, it's a full retail exchange, and that's the net metering. That's what makes solar make sense. So the utility was threatening to shut that down. Well, the Public Utility Commission kind of interceded and said that they couldn't do that. They wouldn't allow them to shut that down, and that they had to continue doing the net metering, which was – so two things in the last couple of weeks have been – amazing for the solar industry, which is going to open up the path for solar for the next, at least 5 years, for the foreseeable future. And we're excited about what that's going to look like. So,
now, Bruce, I got a question.
Yeah.
Now, if people get solar now and these things do go away in 5 years, how is that going to affect them?
Well, the new people coming in?
No, So say, for example, I get solar for my house right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And 5 years from now, the things that we don't want to come to pass, the things that almost just did come to pass,
right,
do come to pass in six years from now.
Oh, gotcha.
Then
yeah,
how is
yeah.
that going to affect me if I already have solar?
Well, it won't affect you at all. That's the beautiful thing. You'll be grandfathered in to the program. That you'll be in the program, and that you'll be locked in, they say, for the next at least 20 years, that you'll be locked in as a net metering customer. So that's the good news.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out why they would get rid of these tax credits and these incentives for people to go solar if, clearly everyone agrees that solar is good for the planet and can save people money. Why would they get rid of the incentives to have people go solar in the first place?
Well, the incentive actually is coming – that net metering is coming from the utility. And it's a little bit – honestly, it's a little bit of a slippery slope for the utility, because the more people that go solar, the less – they say the less revenue they have. But it's not exactly the case. The solar that we generate during the day is going back into the grid, and it's being sold to my neighbors. The utility is selling my power, my overgeneration in the daytime – when the sun's out and my system's overproducing, they're selling it to my neighbor. So what does that mean? That's less energy that the utility has to buy from the open market. So it really behooves the utility as well. And so for some of the utilities that have really taken what I would consider a short-sighted view on this thing, they're kind of saying that the solar customer is out of the equation and they're not paying their fair share for the landlines and the power distribution and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is, the utility benefits highly from solar customers that have tied into their grid, because that means during peak demand, when the power is the most expensive, solar is being offset by our solar energy is offsetting that peak demand usage. It's beautiful. It's a win-win. So, but the utilities have to figure out how they're going to deal with it, because it is an accelerating and a bit of a slippery slope, honestly. Let's see. So what else do we want to talk about? So we talked a little bit about one of the things that we do at Powerhouse Solar. So we've been around, like Sue had mentioned, we've been around since 2003. And the things that we do are all associated with saving energy and energy independence. And so we do we sell solar systems that offset customers' usage. We We also do hybrid systems, which are battery backup, which gives us independence. And we do solar hot water, although not as much these days as we used to, but solar pool heating as well. We do all these things to help people save money and to really help our planet. And so we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to be back in just a couple minutes. So just hang tight, and we'll be back with more.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain.
Hi, this is Bruce Blake, and welcome back to Clean Energy Radio. I'm here once again with Sue, my lovely wife, and Wade Riggs, my sound engineer, and we're glad to have you back. So, we were talking earlier kind of a little bit of history of Powerhouse Solar and what we've been what we do and what we're about. Wade, you had a question at the break.
I know that you and Sue have had solar on your place for a while, and I just wanted you to give me just a little bit of background in terms of the installation and what kind of real response you've got from your installation.
Yeah. So the great thing is everybody now knows somebody that has solar, but you know, those of us that did it early on, we were kind of the trendsetters, really. But we empirically knew that it made sense, that it was a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. But the first thing we did is we put our hybrid system in, and that was the battery backup. And then what year was it? It was 2003. It was 2003. We added our solar portion of it. And how is that? Sue pays the bills in our home. And so how has that worked for us?
Well, back then, the federal tax credit was capped at $2,000. And so what was available was the state rebate.
Yeah.
And the rebate was high. And so about 50%, almost 50% of the cost of our system was covered in tax incentives. But it was still an expensive endeavor to put in.
Yeah.
And we were just starting in the solar industry, and it was good, but it was expensive.
Yeah.
And but over time, we've had our system now for 13 years, and I did do an analysis at 10-year mark, which was 2013. And I looked at the investment that I had made 10 years prior, and we, at that time when we put solar in, our average bill was about $300 a month.
Right.
So I figured out $300 a month for 10 years savings, because we have a zero energy bill, zero PG&E bill, what the benefit was. And we still, even back when solar was more costly to put in, we still were money ahead by doing it as an early adopter back in 2003. In 2013, looking at the overall, was it wise to do it back then? It still was.
Yeah. And I think we see that with our customers, because a lot of people say, well, solar was so expensive back then. But the reality, even when we first started in the industry, was that people wouldn't do solar unless it made sense financially. If it didn't pencil out, they wouldn't make that investment.
Right.
And yet, it always has. Now, the numbers were all a lot larger back then, way back then. I mean, solar was more expensive, but the rebates were way higher, like you were saying. So the numbers still looked good. And so I often look back and I think, was there any time when someone should have waited, where they should have said, oh, I'll hold off another year before I do solar? And really, honestly, there was probably one year, and it was President Bush's last year in office, that the federal tax credit was capped at $2,000. They said the wording said it was 30% of the cost of the system capped at $2,000. Well, that was kind of a drop in the bucket at the time. And so that was not a great incentive. Well, when Bush left office, and he'll never get credit for this, but he saved our industry. He uncapped that federal tax credit and made it a true 30% of the cost of a solar system. Saved the industry. But I'd say probably 6 months, right at the end of President Bush's term, I felt badly for the customers that put a system in then. Now, they have no idea. They're tickled to death. But I felt badly kind of having this, you know, this other information that they said, gosh, if they had waited 6 months, they would have gotten this incentive. Well, but that has been the only time. I mean, other than that, even if you look back to the systems I first put in, and technologically, they are outdated by today's standards, but they're still doing exactly what we designed them to do. And now those systems are money machines. All they do is churn out money because they're long paid for. How long do you think our system's been paid for?
Since day one.
Well, but yeah, so but it earned its keep and paid for itself. It's usually, it probably took about 6 years?
Probably 6 or 7 years.
Or 7 years where the system had earned its keep. And so for the last 6 or 7 years, for us, for our family, that's been a money machine.
Now, Bruce, I mean, clearly the technology, like you said, has changed and the prices have come down. So is the turnaround in terms of recuperating that investment, that's going to be faster now, one would think?
Yes, a little bit faster, but not significantly faster. I mean, we were always about 8 to 10 years, you know, and for PG&E customers, that number is kind of coming down a little bit, especially the higher your usage, the faster the payback, obviously. So because when you have a higher usage, you're in those upper tiers that are really the tiers that are hurting us the most. And so when you pay off those, your return is so much faster. And so you're paying for the system now. We're seeing on large systems 6-7 year payback. And so that's what makes solar all make sense.
So that basically at the end of that 6-7 years, you've got zero cost for your energy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Why doesn't everybody have solar?
I know. Well, it really is education, and that's why we're seeing solar snowball, is because people, when you're talking about a big investment like that, the biggest mistake people don't want to do is make a stupid error, because it is a costly error if it's a mistake. But now the mystery's gone. Those early adopters from years ago, from my first installations 15, 16 years ago, I mean, I'm proud of them. They didn't know anybody. that had done solar, you know, and yet they stepped out on this ledge and they believed it to be true. And the great thing for me is that nobody regrets doing solar. Mm. People don't look back and say, oh, I wished I hadn't done it. It didn't, you know, didn't pencil out, didn't make sense. Nobody does that. And so anyway, that's the great thing, is that solar does make sense. And now everybody knows somebody that has a solar system, a relative, a friend, somebody from church, someone from the office. There's always somebody that they know that have gone, has gone before them. And so that's, it makes it a lot easier now than it used to.
Well, I've seen a lot of your signs popping up over around town, Bruce. So.
Well, that's cool. We like that. Yeah, when we see those signs. And
okay, I got another question here. And I know this is kind of opening up a can of worms, which, you know, I have a tendency to do. But, you know, why does it seem, you know, I'm reading all the stuff in the paper, and why does it seem like Reading Utility, you know, City of Reading, seems to be, I mean, on the surface, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like they are anti-solar. And yeah. Am I wrong, or
no, unfortunately,
am I reading this right?
No, unfortunately, you're not wrong. REU has always been not very friendly towards solar. There have been mandates that come down the pike for the utility to show an element of compliance with, like, get with the program, guys, kind of thing. And they've paid lip service to renewables. They've offered a rebate. And the rebate really isn't money coming from the utility. It's money coming from the ratepayers themselves, pooled aside into a separate pool, and then it's released in the form of a rebate at different times. Well, they do that not because they want to, but because they have to show compliance. And so through the years, the City of Reading, even from the old director, even to now, I mean, they've just not been solar friendly. Their attitude is they don't want to remove anybody out of the revenue stream. Mm-hmm. Instead of seeing that bigger, broader picture that one, solar is the right thing to do, and two, that you've got this, the idea that, again, for the utility, it's not that the customer disappears. It's just that we're choosing to provide our own power. We're choosing, by using the sun, to generate our own energy. And then the benefit to the utility is that it goes back into the utility during the day when there's that overage. And we talked about that the earlier segment, that it goes back into the utility, and it helps the utility in that it lowers what's called peak demand. When the utility is having the hardest time providing power for the utility customers, it's during the summer, in the afternoon, from like noon till 6. And so that is the peak window where they're having the hardest time generating. Well, guess what? That's solar time, baby. That's when everything's generating at its maximum. So solar is really helping the utility with that peak demand charges. And so they've got to factor that in, and they're being disingenuous if they don't. They're really saying, we're going to ignore that, you know, and we're going to say, oh, this customer who's putting solar on their house is simply consuming, you know, are using our lines to, you know, for this ebb and flow of energy, and not really taking into account the benefit that it has to the utility company itself.
Well, Sue, you know, I was reading about the grid system and about how we are constantly, because of the growth of population, that the utility companies being able to sustain our existing grid system could be a problem.
Yeah.
Now, it seems to me that solar would be a positive impact on reducing some of that impact on the grid. Am I wrong?
That's right.
Okay, that's one. Somebody please call my wife and tell her I was right about one thing today.
Yeah. Well, the great thing is that we call that distributed generation. Mm-hmm. And our utility, our grid is ailing. It's old. And it's the infrastructure constantly needs to be upgraded. Well, solar is lessening the load. For example, in my own neighborhood, most of my neighbors have used us to do solar. And so as I think about, you know, the distribution down at the end of the street, the utility doesn't have to send hardly any power down our street because most of my neighbors have gone solar. And so actually my street is an energy producer. During the day, the utility probably doesn't have to send anything down our street, and it's actually going back to feed the street next to us. So when you look at that, you think this is called distributed generation. It's easing the load on the utility, and that's what makes it great. So anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. This is Clean Energy Radio, and I'm Bruce Blake. We'll be back in just a minute.
Now the dark days are done, and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere, sunny one so true. I love you.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Mark your calendar for March 12th is NorCal Think Pink Pretty in Pink Prom. This magical night out includes hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, prizes, and of course, dancing. This very special event will also honor loved ones who lost their battle to breast cancer and celebrate survivors, as well as raise funds to expand breast cancer educational outreach right here in Shasta County. Tickets are just $40 and can be purchased online at prettyinpinkprom.com. It's the Pretty in Pink Prom, March 12th at the Red Lion Inn. For more information, visit prettyinpinkprom.com. It's going to be the bomb!
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, this is Bruce Blake, and welcome back to Clean Energy Radio. I'm here once again with my lovely wife, Susan, and Wade Riggs. So in the last section, we talked about some of the things that we dealt with solar. And Wade, you had another question.
I did, Bruce. You had mentioned earlier about the battery backup systems and a hybrid system.
Yeah.
What is a hybrid system?
Well, so we design systems for people that are fully off-grid. That means there's no utility power available. And then what's becoming more and more popular is this hybrid system. People that are connected to the grid but want to have the autonomy and the security of knowing if the grid goes down, they can still live comfortably in their home.
Okay. Let me clarify here. Okay, because normally what happens with solar is you are basically feeding energy back into the grid, and then as you need energy, you're pulling it off the grid.
Correct.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this, what the hybrid system does is you're storing that energy locally?
Yeah, you're storing in your own battery bank. So one of the misconceptions is that, well, I have to get a battery bank, and I have to do this. Well, solar, 90% of what we do, there are no batteries at all. It's the solar panels, produce power, it goes to the inverter, and it goes directly back to the grid. Either it's consumed by the home or goes back to the grid. There's no storage. You're actually, the best way to think about it is the utility is your storage, is your battery bank.
Okay.
But the problem is, if the power goes down, if someone hits a power pole or if there's, you know, a snowstorm like what happened with us.
Or if the grid fails like we talked about earlier.
Exactly. Then you're out of luck. Your solar shuts down. Because what they don't want to do is they don't want to create what's a backfeeding situation where your solar is actually generating energy and pumping it back into lines. In case there's a worker out working on the power lines because they're down, they don't want to get those guys shocked by solar. Well, it physically is impossible for that to happen. The inverters are designed with they have to have power coming in to push power back out. And so if the power goes off, solar goes offline. So the sad part is that if you have a power outage, you've got all this potential for energy generation, but you can't use it. Well, in steps what we call the hybrid system. And the hybrid system, basically, you have a battery bank that's your buffer. That's always, the batteries are always topped off, always at full capacity, ready to go. And if there's ever something that happens with the grid, you instantly, your computers won't shut down, lights barely even flicker, clocks don't have to be reset, your home instantly shifts to battery backup, and you're good to go. And so, and then you're, then the next day, when the solar comes back online, the inverter will bring your solar, this grid-tied system, back online. It tricks it, basically. And then it will produce power. And they call that AC coupling. And it's uniquely different than the old style of energy generation.
Now, the battery backup systems, I keep thinking about, like, my cell phone, which, you know, you constantly are charging and you know, I don't know if it's designed to fail or what, but, you know, my cell phone battery is, like, dead within a short period of time.
Yeah.
Now, the battery backups that you're talking about, I mean, what is the life expectancy? I mean, if say, you know, the power goes down and they're down for a few days, how long can you sustain yourself utilizing a battery backup system?
So it depends on how the system's designed. It's a matter of kilowatt hours generated by your solar, kilowatt hours stored, and kilowatt hours consumed. That's kind of the ratio. And so if you size a system that's got enough capacity, then you've got a lot of storage. So that's kind of what we do, is we design a system that is going to carry the customer through, and typically like maybe to go 2 or 3 days with no solar input at all, and where the batteries can maintain the home. Now, if you're trying to run really heavy loads, like an air conditioner or that sort of thing, you'll consume those batteries much quicker.
Is that what you mean by critical load?
Yeah. So critical load is typically when we do a hybrid system, we have the customer decide what loads are critical. What loads do they want to have on? So it might be a freezer line in the garage. It might be kitchen circuit. Some lights, their entertainment center.
Yeah, in my kid's case, it's like, okay, Dad, can we still power the Xbox?
Exactly, yeah. and we can do that. And so you just decide which circuits you want within reason,
mm-hmm.
and then we design a system accordingly. And so that's the critical load. And so when the power goes out, like in the case of Susan on our home, if the power goes out, our air conditioner goes off. It's on my main panel, and there's another circuit. There's maybe a couple other circuits, but my well, which is critical, is on that critical load panel. Our freezer, refrigerators, and certain lights. And actually, we have quite a bit on the circuit. But the amazing thing is that we can live completely comfortably in our home with no input of power, and that's pretty exciting. We do that for people all the time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at my utility bill right now, of course, and I live in the city of Reading, and my average utility bill, and I've, you know, of course, I have 4 kids at home, you know, plus my wife and myself, so, you know, something's always happening. Somebody's always taking a shower, you know, something's always going on with our energy. But my utility bill in the city of Reading, I'm, you know, roughly between $400 to $600 a month, depending on the time of year.
Right.
So, you know, if anything were to happen, you know, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah. So, and you know, like you mentioned earlier, I mean, people are getting more and more concerned about world events. You know, the world is less stable today than what we grew up with. And so people are fearing that, and they're realizing that the government's not going to be there to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we design hybrid systems, it's for those people that say, you know what, I want to be, again, energy independent. I don't want to be dependent upon the utility. I want to be able to help my neighbors if there's a power outage or if there's something that's going on, as opposed to being a victim and part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where this hybrid, you know, is really exciting for a lot of people. And again, it's a big nut to crack, mm-hmm. But people don't regret doing it. They don't look back and go, gosh, I wish I hadn't done it. And go back and answer your question about longevity of the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
A battery's life, and it's true with our cell phones or any other battery that we use, a flashlight or whatever, a battery's life is based on its cycles. How many times we draw it down and how many times we pump it back up. It can only do that so many times on a rechargeable battery. And so when we create these hybrid systems, the beauty of it is that because a lot of people say to me, well, why don't we just shut the grid off completely? I'll go completely off grid. Well, yes, we can do that, but do I really want to do that? Like Sue and I can do that at any time if we wanted to. We can just turn the utility off and be done with them. But now I'm consuming my batteries. Now every night I'm drawing my batteries down. And then the next day my solar pumps them back up, and now I'm starting this consumption. Well, a battery is a consumable, mm-hmm. and so right now my battery system that I have in there, I'm connected to the grid, is always at float. It's always in pristine prime condition. I'm not cycling them on a daily basis. Now, the inverter that we install has amazing, they call it charging algorithms, that it's German engineering, and they're really, really good at making sure that the solar battery, the battery system is well conditioned and that it has a long life. So they really take care of those batteries and make them last for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty of this hybrid systems. Your batteries are there, ready to go, but they're not being consumed
mm-hmm.
Like they would. So if you went into a grid down scenario for, let's say, long term, let's say it's a terrorist event or something, your batteries under everyday use should last between seven, 8 years.
I didn't mean to, you know, to implant a gloom and doom scenario.
Right.
Because I mean, clearly, you know, living in the North State like we do, you know, it's a beautiful area up here, but weather can affect our availability.
Absolutely.
Of power, especially, you know, in some of the outlying areas. You know, we're constantly seeing right now in the paper,
yeah.
you know, certain areas being without power for several days.
Yes. Yeah.
And so under that type of scenario, the battery backup system would be fantastic.
Beautiful. Yeah. Because, when our system kicks in, like, and we're out a ways out of town, when our system kicks in, we don't even know it. I mean, we have to, there's actually a circuit. It happens to be my clock in my bedroom, actually. And so I'm like, I see the clock flash, and I go, oh, we just had a power outage. So that's really the only way we know. Or if I look across the way to my neighbor's light that's always on, and I say, it's dark over there. And then I
we know.
If you're the only house on the block exactly. with power, you got to know.
Then we start closing the blinds, so...
Yeah, how many people want to run like a 500-foot extension cord over to the lights out?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that is very comforting to know that you can stay in your home and not, you know, not have to. And there's other ways to do it less expensively. I mean, you can do it with generators. Mm-hmm. We'll hook up a generator, and you can do it with an auto transfer switch or a manual transfer switch, and. There's all different levels of
so there's a lot of ways to really get off the grid that's cost effective, and it sounds like a lot of it is going to be dependent upon your type of power usage.
Exactly. It's your type of power usage, what you're trying to run, and really, your comfort level in the investment. And so those are the things we, and that's what I do when I go out to meet with a customer, is I'm looking at that and I'm saying, you know, what's your motivation? What are you worried about? And what are you trying to accomplish? You want security, and everybody's a little bit different. So we just try to tie that all together and give people the things they want that's going to give them satisfaction. So, hey, we're going to tie up this next section. This is Clean Energy Radio. Again, I'm Bruce Blake, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Hi, and welcome back to Clean Energy Radio. I'm Bruce Blake, your host, and here with my wife, Susan, and Wade Riggs. And we're coming into the last section. You know, one of the things that a lot of people ask me, you know, what's different about you and your company? And, you know, we tell people all the time, there's a total difference between solar companies. There's a big difference in the solar product that's out there.
Right.
And there's a big difference in leasing companies, because a lease is a big thing right now. And so a customer has to look at all those things, because it's important, you know, because the product, it's true with anything that we buy, we get what we pay for. And with solar, you're not just buying energy today or tomorrow, because if that was the case, I mean, buy the least expensive thing that's on the market. But you're talking about a energy system that's designed, well, in the case of SunPower, it's designed to last 40 to 60 years. And it's warrantied for 25 years. So when you look at that, you've got to look at all the aspects of it. Wade, you had a question about that.
Well, to me, the big thing is there are so many companies out there that
right.
that are selling solar. You know, I mean, I've seen, heating and air companies that are now doing solar, and,
right.
and there's so many different types of panels. And I'm wondering, you know, as a consumer, it gets confusing because you're like, okay, which direction do I go? Who do I talk to? You know, what are the differences and how can I get that information?
Well, I think one of the things that we look at is longevity. You know, we're in our into our 14th year now. Well, I mean, they say for the company, if you make it past that 5-year mark, you're solid. You know, well, we're into now our 14th year. So you want to look at longevity because there's a lot of companies that are startup companies that are just now ramping up and they're kind of new in the industry. Well, are they going to make it? I mean, the jury's out. We don't know. So, you know, we take a risk if we choose to go in that direction. And so there's that you want to look at. You want to look at, you know, the credibility of the company and the community and with the building department. And there's a lot of research that can be done on these companies. And so anyway, that's where we pride ourselves. We have a stellar reputation with the building departments and, you know, our vendors. And, you know, when you look at all those different aspects, I mean, we're a company that's been around for a long time. And we pride ourselves in having a great reputation.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I wasn't putting down the heating and air company.
Right, right.
It's just that, you know, it you know, as a consumer, you know, any time that you're looking for something and that product happens to be an add-on for another company, you know, it just, you know, it, I would rather go with somebody who specializes in that specific, you know, type of product that I need. And
right.
I know that solar is all you guys do.
That's right. Everything kind of associated with solar. And so, that's important. I'm a C10 licensed electrical contractor and also carry another designation called C46, which is solar energy. So I carry two license designations to install solar. And that's important, you know, as you look at a company. So, you know, we tell people that all solar companies are not the same, but all solar product is not the same. And so we as a company have been working with a manufacturer called SunPower for a lot of years, since 2005, I think,
right.
is when we – so now we're going to our 11th year with SunPower. And SunPower, we had heard about them. This is kind of an interesting story because we had heard about SunPower in trade journals and, you know, but they weren't available. They weren't sold through distribution. They weren't sold through the Internet. But they were touted as the world's finest, the most efficient, the most robust solar module on the planet. Well, in 2004, SunPower's been around. In fact, just last summer, they had their 30-year anniversary. And so they've been around for 30 years. And it started by a guy named Richard Swanson. And Richard Swanson was a professor of electrical engineering at Stanford. And he was doing a solar project. And they were, at the time, conventional solar today is basically the same. And they've obviously gone through renditions and improvements and stuff that it was back then. And so Richard Swanson looked at the what they were doing. And he said, why are we doing it this way? And he actually came up with a better way, a different way, totally different than anybody else. It was called back contacted. And so he put all the conductors on the back side, which totally opened it up for very large wiring, basically, busing, that carries the current to the home and back to the utility where it needs to be. Where the conventional solar silk screens onto the surface of the cell. Anyway, we'll get into that in another section, but he designed a system that was totally different. Well, in 2004, I saw the first solar SunPower panels at a solar convention down in San Diego. And, you know, we kind of went to all the booths, and we're looking at them, and it's kind of ho-hum, and we're just kind of looking around, and we're kind of bored. You know, it's like, I mean, it's all the same, and, you know, it's you know, a little variation, but nothing. Well, all of a sudden, we came around the corner, and here's SunPower. It's like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely, completely, fundamentally different than anything else in the market.
And beautiful.
And beautiful. Aesthetically, it was gorgeous. And it was, I mean, we're looking at it and saying, well, where's the front contacts, you know? And so the things that we were used to in an industry were just not there. And it was like, this is amazing. The efficiencies were just off the chart. Well, so as we looked at that, we thought, this is incredible. And we wanted to talk to someone about it. Well, SunPower was pretty snooty, actually, and they wouldn't, you couldn't talk to them, and, you know, they were displaying their stuff. Well, unbeknownst to me, SunPower at that very time was vetting me as a company up here in the North State. They had decided, as a business model, to not sell their panels through distribution, but to sell them through end installers. And so they went up and down. At the time, California was the only place that was installing solar. They decided to go up and down the state and say, who are the best installers? Who are the most reputable installers in every area? And so they went to the county. They went to the city of Redding. They talked to some of my vendors. And they finally contacted us, and they asked us to become, to enter into a partnership with them as a, what we call a premier dealer. Well, it was a huge honor. I mean, we were flabbergasted, you know, by the opportunity to do it. And so we quickly jumped on the opportunity because it was a rare thing. And it met with our criteria because as a company, we decided not to sell low-priced product. We decided that we were going to sell the best product, that we didn't want to be the low-price leader. We didn't want – that wasn't us. We like our customers. We like relationships. We don't like callbacks. And so it was important to us to give the customer the quality product that they expected. And so we were always looking for the best panels on the market. And it's always served us well. And then when SunPower came around, it just totally fit that bill. Well, SunPower is the panels are amazing, but also the strength of the company. And so Sue deals with all the finances of the company, and a little bit about SunPower from the financial side.
SunPower is a great company to work with. We've seen other solar companies come and go over time since we've been in business.
A lot.
But the strength of SunPower as a company is what is really impressive to me, because if I buy a car or a piece of electronic equipment or anything, I want to know that that company is going to be there for me if I have an issue.
Yeah.
A warranty issue. So recently, I don't know how long ago
it was. 3.5 years ago, I think.
They went with Total.
They got the majority of their shares got bought by.
Talk about the strength of Total, because that's that French company.
It is. It's Total. When 3.5 years ago, Total bought the controlling shares of SunPower. And for us that were involved with SunPower, it was a little scary because we didn't know if was it a hostile takeover or what would this look like. Well, what it was it was an incredible thing. Total was the 11th largest corporation in the world at the time, and now they've risen up to be the fifth largest corporation.
In the world.
In the world. And so they're an energy company. They sell oil, natural gas, and nuclear. And they wanted part of their portfolio coming from solar. So they started vetting all the solar companies that were on the market, manufacturers. And they decided to buy the controlling shares of SunPower back in 3.5 years ago. Well, it has been an incredible marriage because Total didn't want to control anything. They just wanted to be invested in it. And SunPower was already profitable as a company, so they said, well, let's let it run, you know, let them do what they do best, and we'll stay out of it. Total has over $200 billion in liquid assets and $200 billion in annual revenue. And of that, they gave SunPower a $1 billion line of credit that SunPower has not had to dip into. They're profitable on their own. Well, what does that mean to you and I? It means that SunPower is going to be around. And so for us as a company, it gives us great comfort knowing that the product that we're selling is going to be there for our customers. Because a lot of the product on the market, it fails over time. And if that company is out of business or gone, then it leaves the customer kind of in the lurch.
Right.
So we're excited to be part of the SunPower team. And we'll in the future episodes that we talk about, we're going to get more into that. About what SunPower is, who Powerhouse is, and we're going to talk about different ways for you to save money, different ways for you to improve your home so that you don't have to put in as big a solar system. We're excited about what's coming down the pipe.
And, Bruce, one of the things, that I'd love to have you get into is kind of a way that homeowners can do their own self-analysis to see whether or not solar makes sense for them.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And that's what we kind of do. I mean, solar doesn't make sense for everybody. But for the majority of people, it does now. And so we are very honest, and we'll tell people if it doesn't make sense for them. And so we do that analysis. We'll get your utility bills, and we do the write-up. We figure it out. We do a Google Earth image. And then on that, we basically will tell you if solar will make sense or not. Because I won't sell somebody something that I wouldn't get myself. So we're excited about being here. We're excited about the opportunity to be able to share with you on some of the ways to save money and save energy. And so for all of us, from Wife Sue and from Wade, we're just grateful to be part of this. And so Clean Energy Radio, and this is Bruce Blake signing off.
To KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Connie Vaughn reporting from Washington.
It's another election Saturday in the presidential contest. Republicans gathering at a hotel in heavily Democratic Washington, D.C. to award 19 delegates. In Wyoming, Republicans are holding caucuses to select the first 12 of 29 state delegates. It's that time of year.